Hey, what's good, bro? I was just checking in with you.
All right, bro. What's good, bro? Checking in with you. Another week, you know.
What's going on, man? Can't call it, bro. It is what it is, day to day.
Yeah, for sure, bro. All right, so it's here, bro. This conversation this week, you know, we're getting into something heavy. I feel like it's something that's talked about often. And it's something that I feel like, you know, us as brothers need to have, you know, like this conversation about trauma, specifically relationship trauma and traumas carried on, like from our parents and like, you know, witnessing certain things in our lives. But you want to just jump into how you feel about like trauma at first, bro? Like just hearing the word, what is trauma, you know, mean to you?
Yeah, fam. I mean, like you said, it's crazy because it's heavy and it's wild because I think me specifically, and you probably one of the people that know this best, like I ain't never been a person like shy to like talk about emotions, but it's one thing to be open to talk about stuff, but then actually understanding trauma, like in all the layers of that shit, like trauma, like you said, trauma heavy, that shit got multiple layers. It run mad deep. But like when I hear trauma or when I think about trauma, like pain becomes an understatement when we talk about trauma, because like pain is something that like you could go to the gym and like exercise too much and experience pain, but like trauma, like that is a deep, like I don't even know what the word is, like
it's something it's, that you carry with you for real.
Yeah, like it's something trauma like attaches, like pain is something that can really be mental, like the idea of something hurting can really be mental. But trauma is something that like attaches yourself to you, like it trauma eats at you, like trauma is some deep shit. So when I think about it, I think about how heavy it is, and then more specifically, I think about how us as Black men, how we're not educated on it, we're not taught about it, we damn sure ain't taught how to deal with it. So you just kind of you learning that shit day by day, and it's kind of messed up because you go through so many things that you really could avoid. Just because nobody's really, because we're taught to feel like trauma is a part of that like stratosphere stuff that's weak for men to even acknowledge or deal with. So we just don't even give it value in the sense of something that needs to be understood so we can approach it, adapt it, whatever way is necessary. So yeah, it's just heavy, bro. It's like, it's so many ways you can take it, but that's just how I generally think about it when I hear the word trauma.
Yeah, no, I say I agree, bro, with a lot of those points that you touched on as far as trauma. For me, trauma is just, it's an unexplainable feeling. And it's really like, because trauma can attach itself to so many things and disguise itself as so many things. Like trauma could be attached to anxiety and disguise itself as depression. Like people don't talk about so many things to where you can just be experiencing trauma, but it's fucking with your mental so much that you're not able to really understand what you trying to process. You know, like you're not understanding what you're going through, but you know you're going through something. And you know it's for a reason caused off of something from your past, usually. Or, you know, people have their traumatic triggers. Like these things are going to trigger, you know, the traumatic experience that I had or the idea or the thoughts of the things that I went through during that time. So that's kind of just like what I'd be attaching to trauma, bro.
Yeah. All right. So I like the word you brought up, and I feel like it's going to come up a lot in this conversation, but triggers. Do you think, well, let me not ask that, because I know that trauma and triggers are not synonymous, but let's talk about the relationship of trauma and triggers, because I feel like almost all trauma, it almost has to have a trigger because of how deep it is. Something, because for a lot of people in general, if something is traumatic, you store it away. So the only way it's accessible is if it's triggered by something. Let's just talk about that relationship, because How do you deal with triggers? How do you manage triggers? If managing trauma is already a battle in itself, that's a completely different battle from managing the triggers of that trauma. And I don't even know which one is really more difficult.
Yeah, I say dealing with the trauma itself is more difficult, because sometimes as people, we could teach ourselves how to deal with the triggers. like let's just say relationship trauma. If you are in a situation with somebody that's wants to be involved with you and is willing to go through that process of, hey, I'm gonna take the time to learn how to love this person, to learn how to love this person the way that they need to be loved, and not necessarily the way that I want to love them, but based off of, you know, their experiences and shit like that. So it's like, all right, with that, I can let a girl know, like, all right, these are my triggers. Like, these triggers were caused during this situation. So anytime I hear certain shit said this way, it takes me right back to that spot. Or anytime where, like, a girl raised her hand and, like, I just said something slick or something, I feel like you about to swing or something. Like just little things. It's like, all right, so I'm letting you know that so that you don't disrespect me by doing those things. Like, I understand, like, you might do those accidentally just because you used to doing certain shit like that. But if I'm letting you know, like, hey, this is an issue for me and you want to be involved with me and you want to love me the way that I need to be loved and not the way that you just want to love, then you're going to take that time out to, you know, learn how to, you know, be able to ease those triggers and not even be able to touch those triggers to where it's like, all right, you're not really experiencing that trauma or reliving that trauma all the time. And then I feel like through that, you know, you can slowly start to break down, okay, if I'm able to not be affected by these certain things, or if I'm able to have somebody around me that is taking the time out to be able to learn me and, you know, take this time with me, then I could probably start to break down that experience and be okay. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that's not saying that process is going to work for anybody. I mean, for everybody, but it could be something that, you know, I take these steps to get to this level. And then, you know, you never know where you can, how far you can go.
Yeah. You know, you brought up a lot of great points. It reminded me that, like, my biggest takeaway from what you said is how the way you approaching something or where trauma can stem from, and you don't even realize, like, you can teach yourself how to deal with triggers, but you know, it takes it's a different type of process teaching yourself how to deal with the actual trauma. So, like, for me, for example, like, when I first went to therapy, this was like my senior year of college. My senior year of college, I went. And so when I'm in there, I keep focusing on the things that are triggering an emotion, but I'm not really getting to the root of, like, where that emotion came from. All I could talk about was the trigger. It wasn't until my therapist kind of started hitting me with the questions that made me reflect. He was like, but, like, what exactly is that triggering? Like, what moment made you feel the emotion that's being triggered? And it was crazy because once I figured out the moment, once I figured out what everything, like, the hub of everything, I was like, oh, damn. It was like literally like things was like clear as day. I was like, oh, wow, the triggers really don't even matter at this point. They don't matter at all, because once you break down what this issue is and get past that, there's nothing to trigger it. So it's just, but it's crazy how people will focus on, let me manage this trigger, as opposed to let me manage what the actual thing is or the issue is that's being triggered. And I mean, we may get into it, but that, I think that looks different, not only for generations, but for gender as well. It obviously is different for race and ethnicity, but for us specifically as two Black men having this conversation, what do you think gets in the way, and whether it's obvious or whether it's something you think isn't talked about enough, what do you think gets in the way of us attacking the issue attacking the issue instead of what we typically do is, if we even try, is attack the trigger?
I mean, well, you just spoke on, like, a major thing that Black men in general don't do. You went to therapy, bro. You sat and talked to somebody about your problems or about what was bothering you, and you took the time to break it down. When do we take time as Black men, and just men in general, when we take time to actually sit and think and reflect about things that have affected us emotionally? You know, we might take time to think about, like, a plan to make some money. We might take time to think about a vacation. We might take time to think about our family. But when are we taking time to think about, okay, this situation hurt me? Why did it hurt me? Why am I still feeling that pain 10 years later? Why, when a woman does this, I feel like, all right, that's the same woman that did this when I was 12, when I was 15. Why am I still holding on to these pains and this stuff that I went through? And we're not taught, or we're not equipped to even be able to start to deal with it. We don't open up. Like, we don't express ourselves. We hold things back. We try to be like, all right, I'm cool. We keep pushing. I'm hard. Like, I ain't got to talk to nobody. I'm good. I'm sane. And what happens? We do these crazy things in reaction, like, oh, why'd you do that? I'm dealing with all this shit. You don't know my pain. You don't know my pain. You don't know my struggle. You don't know all the shit I done been through. I'm dealing with all this. Like, I ain't got no choice but to be out here doing this and doing that. Like, you could really just talk to somebody, bro. Like, somebody there for you.
You could easily, I mean, let me not say easily, you could let somebody in or work to get to a place where you let somebody in. But then we also are taught that as well. We taught not to let nobody in. All that stems back to
show no love. Love will get you killed.
Show no love. All of it comes down to weakness. Like, that's if you really break everything down to what is in the way of most men being emotionally open, in my opinion, it's weakness. Because we are taught from jump by society, usually in our household, and definitely by everything we see in culture. In social media, you cannot be weak in any way, form, or fashion. You cannot be weak in any facet of whatever way you want to look at that word or consider that word to mean, which is a problem, because I think some of the things that people have tried to deem as weak for men is actually what makes you a real man. But that is just now becoming, I think therapy just became something that was borderline acceptable in the last decade, you know, at least for us specifically, I feel like. Yeah. And it's crazy how many people won't do it solely off the stigma of, oh, I don't need this help. I don't need somebody to break this down, this, that, and the third. And then another thing on therapy that was really big for me, you can have homies, you can have people, you can have family members that got your best interest at heart that you can talk to, but it is extremely difficult to have somebody that's in that like sphere of your life that's going to be able to be unbiased. Just naturally. Even if they really want to challenge you, there's a large part of them that will not be able to be as unbiased as you need to truly do the work yourself and like start reflecting yourself. So the biggest thing I noticed was I'm talking to somebody, he has no, and my therapist was a guy, but he had no knowledge of my life outside of what I said.
Yeah.
No knowledge whatsoever. And I chose to be open and say everything, like the good and bad. So he couldn't be there and be like, oh, well, I know you, you know, I done seen you be hurt by this. So I'm gonna automatically feel like this is what you deserve. It was like, okay, well, if you responding like this and you notice that this is causing effect for you, or you notice that this ain't something you like, what's making you do that? And it turned the question on me in a way where it was very in the middle. It wasn't like this, oh, I want this for you because I love you, or I don't want this for you because I got something against you. It's just like, I just want you to answer the question for yourself. Like, why is this something that you tend to do? Or why is this something that you react to in this way? And it changed the game for me, bro.
I mean, shit, they say the best therapy or best advice come from strangers, bro, because they don't know you.
Thanks.
I mean, they can't go based off of your past experience or based off of your life or like based off the person they think that you are and shit like that. They can literally just go based off of the things that you tell them. Say, yeah, I get that. But all right. So we've been touching on trauma, bro, and like trauma in general. But let's get a little bit, you know, down to the nitty. Yeah, yes. Let's get down to the nitty gritty and shit. All right. So relationship trauma, bro. Yeah. Is it? Now, it's a big topic that people are talking about on social media, and that has become more relevant within like the last, I say, 3 to 4 years. Yeah. It's like like people being aware of it and people being aware of like, oh, I think I might have like a little bit of relationship trauma or something like that. I know it's something that I struggle with. And like, we could just start there. Like, I know it's something that I struggle with for sure. Like, just being continuously let down, like, and not carrying, like, not trying to carry that to my next situation or my next relationship, or not being as, you know me, bro, I'll just be completely honest. I'm an asshole. I'm nonchalant. So it's like, but sometimes, like, I might like a girl, and but it's like, at the same time, like, because of the traumatic experiences that I done went through in certain situations and shit like that, I can't even allow myself to not be an asshole sometimes. Like, I can literally know how I'm saying something and hear myself say it, and it's like, shit. Like, I didn't mean to say it like that. Like, damn, like, that came out kind of, like, harsher. Like, but then that's slowly turning me into a bad person and shit like that. So it's like, we can just start there. Like, bro, like, I struggle with this shit myself, just bringing that shit up. Like, I'm aware of my triggers. I'm aware of the things that I struggle with, and I'm working on them, but it's something that I still struggle with, bro. So it's like, what are some of yours, bro? Or like, what you feel like you struggle with that shit too?
Oh yeah, I struggle on a daily, and that's coming from a person who will be the first one to tell you, like, I did the work. Like, that's not saying the work is done, but like, I know I put myself through a period of time where I'm like, yo, I need to fix this shit. Like, I need to figure out what the issue is. But yeah, no, I still struggle with a lot. I think the biggest thing I struggle with from a relationship standpoint, based on my like past experiences, is I think I'm past the point of feeling like used. I would even say I'm past the point of feeling unappreciated, because I feel like that was a big thing that was hard for me to handle, or hard for me to accept, if that was what was happening. But I think for me right now, it's the idea that, like, I think it all boils down to trust, but like, it's much deeper than just like the general scope of trust. I'm a person like that operates in a certain capacity, and that's not to say like everything got to be my way, but I know the way that I operate is based in who I am, and who I am is naturally a caring, giving, do everything I can for you if you in that sphere person.
Yeah.
So if you with me, I'm expecting you to know that, not because I didn't tell you, but because not only did I tell you, I showed you. So when it comes to letting me operate, I'm like, the last thing I want you to do is question who I am. Like, to me, like, if you're questioning who I am, or if you can apply what you know about me in a relationship, that's going, like, that is a trigger for me where I'm like what you not getting. Like, because I'm an open person. Like, anybody who I've ever been in a relationship situationship with, and it's been on that level of intimacy, it's like, yo, you can ask me anything. Just give me the courtesy of asking me a question without assuming it's this because of how you feel. I feel like I've heard situations where dudes won't be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I'm open to having this conversation. Like, we can talk about this if that's something that you unsure about, insecure about, whatever the case may be. If that door is open, I say, like, yo, look, if you ever got a question about that, if you ever not sure about something, like, just ask me. But don't ask me with a predetermined idea of what my answer is or what you think. Mm-hmm. Ask me straight up because you want to hear my answer. And then whether you believe my answer or not, that's on you. But give me the opportunity to answer without you having something predetermined in your head. So, but I struggle with that because my response to that becomes, I won't say it's very much unlike me, but it's a different side that it's like when that side is
unlocked.
But when it's poked, yeah, when it's poked, when it's unlocked, it's very much different in the sense of I lose my sense of self. I very much know what's going on, but I lose not only the ability, but the desire to protect your feelings.
Trust is definitely a big part of like relationship trauma for me, like something that I struggle with, and not even on some like, oh, bitch, I don't trust you. It's more on some like, I'm a completely open person too. You know me, I didn't say it a little bit too much in certain relationships. Like, I didn't admit it to things, and like, it's like, but I'm gonna be real with you if I feel like, you know, I care about you enough to be real with you. So in certain situations, I feel like, when it comes down to that trust, if I'm being completely honest and I feel like we rocking how we rocking, I should be able to trust you to tell me the truth too. Now, I've been in situations where motherfuckers will whole lot just lie to your face. And it's like, I love you. And she telling you I love you every day. And she telling you I struggle with that. Like,
that's right.
Am I crazy? Like, how am I supposed to, like, okay, I experienced something like that. How am I supposed to trust again? Like, and that's not a situation that I've been through just once. It's like, I've been through that like a few times. So it's like, bro, I go through a situation like that. How do I respond? Like, of course, sweetheart, I'm dealing with you. So I want to give you my love. I want to give you my trust. I want to, you know, kick it with you and shit like that. At the same time, it's like, damn, this bitch, do she really fuck with me? Like, yo, this bitch fucking with me. She's solid. She seems solid, bro. But damn, if I go away for a week, or if I go on vacation for a little bit, is this bitch gonna fold? Cause I done been that nigga in them positions at times where it's like, oh, your nigga ain't in town, huh? Like, I'm about to come through. Then it's like, damn, is that just karma on my part? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it that's the shit I still struggle with, bro. Like, granted, anybody that I'm involved with, I definitely allow them to know, like, hey, yo, just be real with me. And I done been in a situation where I done had, you know, shit be good and like, hey, we honest with each other, shit just ain't work out. You know, it was other issues that just ain't, oh, it was cool. But that's the shit I struggle with, bro, for real, with that trust. And hey, I'm honest, so I just ask for that shit back.
Nah, facts. And I'm glad you said that, because oftentimes you hear it's like the other way around. Like men just throw the phrase around, which they do. This is not me saying that they don't, but like, yeah, you hear that more often. But women throw it around too.
I don't slip up and say that shit to nobody. I barely tell you know this, bro. I barely tell my friends I love them. I barely give hugs. So it's like, if I'm taking the time out to really show that I love a bitch, like for real, and I don't mean to keep saying bitch because I don't mean bitches. I just don't know all y'all names individually. You know how to say. But like, if I take my time to really show love to a woman and really give my all to a woman, it's like, all right, bro, like, I'm not on no games. I'm a good nigga. I show up and I do this, I do that, I do that, I do this. I'm not saying I'm doing all these things to get like any praise or anything like that, but I'm checking off the list. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm doing all these things to where it's like, all right, I'm solid. You should feel solid. Like, you should be happy. Like, granted, I can't tell you how to be happy. You can only tell me how to make you happy, and then I could work on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, I can't just make you happy if you're depressed. I can't just make you happy if that's not where you at in life. I can't make you happy because you see me doing certain things and the ability to have certain things and do certain things, and I can help you as much as I can help you. But when you don't have anything going for yourself and you're not able to get up and just do things on your own, then it turns into other shit. A lot of shit be caused by jealousy, bro, within the relationship of itself. Like, and that's a whole nother conversation that we might have to get into too. Jealousy within the relationship, bro, because
man,
that shit is crazy. Women like to be independent, but, and I'm not gonna say this is all women, but within that independency, sometimes in a relationship, there's a very blurred line with that, because that independency kind of disappears when they become in a relationship and it's more of a dependency. But then it's like, even with that, okay, you know, you like, all right, so you're going to be dependent upon me for a good amount of time. When is that time going to come to where, all right, you can give a nigga a break? Like, I'm helping you. We're not married. Like, we're not married. We're not married. Hey, so I'm being a good boyfriend. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm being a good boyfriend trying to help you, but I'm not supposed to be the one that's supposed to be building you up and doing all that, because I didn't make that commitment to do this through sickness and health, no matter what, you know, to try to, granted, as your boyfriend, I'm going to do whatever I can to try to help you elevate yourself. But you elevating yourself, you get what I'm saying? Like, hey, I might invest in some shit, but that's an investment. I'm not going to just give you some shit. You get what I'm saying? So It's that fine line between that for me, bro, when it comes to that that jealousy shit. Cause I'm not saying that, like, if that was some shit I signed up for, cool, I signed up for that. But a lot of that time, it's not some shit that niggas signed up for. It's, all right, I'm gonna be in a relationship with this person, things are gonna go this way, and we good. And then it's like, all right, yo, that's too dependent upon me. You don't wanna never not be around me. You don't got friends no more. Like, what's really going on here? And
yeah, man, bro. No, that dependency piece is huge, because when you and I laugh because I completely understand it. I personally don't look at it as loosely, but also, you knowing me, if I'm in a relationship, I sign myself up for that shit. So yeah. I approach it differently, but I understand the concept of, like, there is always going to be a huge separation between whether we just messing around, whether we like boyfriend and girlfriend, like long-term and marriage. I don't care how long I'm with you. It's still going to be a different level when we marry. That's not to say the principle may not be the same, but when you make a vow, like, I didn't vow anything to you when we became boyfriend and girlfriend.
I didn't make a promise before God.
Facts, mad facts. Take that how you want, but legitimately, I didn't make a vow or a promise before God to do A, B, and C. I didn't. That don't mean I don't have a obligation to respect you or to respect what we set as the boundaries of our relationship. Exactly. But there's still a huge difference when you're talking about an altar, making a vow, making a promise before God to do this in sickness and health, like you said. So within that principle of mentality, the way I look at it is, like, from a dependency standpoint, I love what you said too. I can invest in you to elevate you, but it should be you, one, having a desire to elevate yourself. And two, wanting to get to a point where you don't necessarily need me in the capacity to elevate you. Like, me helping you elevate should be natural and should be background at a certain point, because I'm just there for support. And that's not to undermine what the support looks like or what it is. But if you're gonna ask me what an ideal marriage is, I know exactly who I am. I know what I can do on my own. She know exactly who she is. She know what she can do on her own. And we support each other. We come together and support each other in that.
Exactly.
And the support is needed, but the support is in, I'm going to support you in being who you are and being able to help you just stay on course with what you want to do. Not me giving you everything you need necessarily to be that person or to do that. That's another thing too. I'm glad you said that, because that one response of, like, oh, I'm going to just run away from it. That flight or fight response in relationships is so vital. And so many people have a flight response, which all goes back to the trauma. Like, oh, I'm starting to see this. Oh, I feel this way. I'm going to run from it as opposed to face it. This is not to say that facing it is always going to be easy, or that's always going to go the way you think it go, or the way you feel it should go. But if you dealing with a person that you actually care about, and you genuinely not only want it to work, but you respect them enough, you gotta face it. Like, that's both sides. You gotta face it. You gotta just have a tough conversation. If you're not willing or open to having a tough conversations that may not end with y'all on the same page, or may not end with y'all completely understanding.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna respond to that, bro. Just as a person that struggles with that, like, for me, I know, like, say I'm talking to a girl and say, like, let's just say some weird shit happened. Let's just say, like, I'm talking to a girl and all of a sudden one day she just happens to stop texting me at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And I don't hear from her again until the next morning. You already know, as a nigga, where my head is going.
Yeah.
So instead of dealing with that situation, I'll just be like, oh, well, you know, like, hey, like, you know, like, you cool and shit like that. But, like this situation ain't really going to work. Like, because me, I'm looking at it like, well, damn, all right, we only been talking for a little bit. Like, damn, it ain't no title on this shit. Granted, I wouldn't do no shit like that. Like, if I'm really fucking, like, if, But granted, it depends on where we at in levels type of shit. Like, if we solid and we didn't establish, like, we only rocking with each other and we rocking solid, then it's like, all right, cool, we rocking solid. I'm not expecting some weird shit like that to happen. But if some weird shit like that to happen, then it's like, all right, well, I'm just going to slide. Like, all right, like, you do you. Have fun. Like, all right, but I'm out of here. That's it.
But hold on right quick. So as men, because I feel like a lot of men naturally had that response.
Yeah.
How much of that particular response in terms of like, I'ma just kind of just lead a situation, maybe not disrespectfully, but I'ma just lead a situation because it don't sit right with me and I don't really want to get into it.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Because you could be in a situation where it's like, I care, but damn, do she care? And damn, is it too early to care as much as I care?
Okay, so that's exactly where I was going to go. Because I was going to say, so as men, if you care, not saying you necessarily got to be thirsting or not saying you got to go over the top with it, but if you care enough to at least want to know the reason, right? First of all, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with caring about somebody. If that ain't it, it. Sure. But why as men do we not even put ourselves in a space to care enough to address it?
I mean, you got to think about it. Just look at yourself. Like, look at yourself, bro. I'm really texting this girl. Yo,
and you do be in your head.
Like, you got to think about it. You really be looking at your phone like, yo, you fell asleep last night? ?
Delete.
Then you sit there and delete it like, I can't ask this. No, that's valid.
You be sitting there like, I don't know.
I can't even do it. Because it's like, if you put the shoes on the other foot, you wouldn't want it done to you. You get what I'm saying? Like, even if that's not the case, like, say, like, I just happened to fall asleep at 5. I wake up around midnight. I just don't text it because, like, well, shit, I'm assuming you sleep. So I just hit you in the morning. I just came up with a valid ass excuse for that. Why I can't do that when I'm experiencing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but with that fight or flight shit, it's just like niggas flight. Cause it's like, shit, I don't want to come off as like too emotional or like, and that go back to us just not being able to deal with our emotions or us not being able to express ourselves and us not being taught how. Like,
because
a situation like that, a girl could genuinely just be asleep. Like, she might have just passed out, bro. Like, she's tired. She had a long day. She might have woke back up. She just didn't text you because she didn't see a reason to text you because, shit, you probably was asleep anyway. So she just hit you in the morning. But then now you about to lose out on a whole good situation and a good girl and shit like that because you afraid to just be like, yo, when you fell asleep, not going to lie, that was some trauma shit. I didn't experience getting cheated on him before. So that shit just automatically like, oh, shit, she must be getting fucked. Like, oh, shit, she got to be getting fucked.
Yo, as men, bro, we suck because we will literally make it seem like, yo, the worst thing gotta be happening, bro.
I mean, you gotta think about it, bro. If we smoking and you drop the blunt, bro, I'm gonna look at you like, hey, you might want to make that call, my nigga. like just simple shit like that. Like, we really fucked up in the head as far as that trust and like cheating shit. Like, that shit really be fucking us up, bro.
I know that. I feel like women try to make it seem like we use it as a crutch or we use it as an excuse. But I also think that women would acknowledge, or anybody in general would acknowledge, I genuinely think because of the way we're wired, not making it like any better either way it's done. But I think the way we're wired at like by gender, I think men are always going to be hurt more by cheating for a multitude of reasons. Yeah. One, typically, because of how women are wired, and this ain't no excuses. I just feel like this is legit just the reality of how we're wired. Whether you choose to control it or learn how to control it is on you personally, but it's all valid in my opinion. Yeah. Women are way more strategic and intentional. It's not to say they may not have a moment where it's a slip up, but it's just really, really hard for me to feel like you didn't think, like, because women do that. Y'all think about these particular type of things, whereas men do not. That's not right or wrong.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, because I know me for a fact. I've had situations where I just receive a text and it's like, yo, this is crazy that I just received this text right now. I have not even spoken to this person. I don't even have that type of situation with this person, but I just received this text. How do I deal with receiving this text? Now I'm at this person's place. it just happened.
Why am I even driving?
Then you since I ain't gonna lie, I done been in it. Why am I here? Like, I'm doing this. Hey, but man. Why am I doing this? Like, she threw it, and that be the only reason niggas do it.
Hey, ladies, this is not an excuse.
We are just being
honest about the way a lot of men think. This is not to say that as men we shouldn't be working on this, because it's a problem. Do not get me wrong. Sure. Do not get us wrong.
But hold on. Let me backtrack. Women, I know how to say no now. Back in the day, I got that text. I'm out of here.
Listen, now,
different story.
But more so to the idea of cheating, this is not for me to say like men don't think about it, it's gonna hurt women. It's like the way men are wired to kind of act on impulse naturally, more than women are. That's not to say you don't have women that act on impulse, because you have men who don't. But generally speaking, men act more on impulse than women do.
React to the situation at hand. Women usually react to a situation that they've been contemplating about. That's why as men, we usually say that cheating from women is more emotional based, because it's like, all right, nigga, you cheated on me 3 months ago. I've been trying to build myself back up and recover from this shit. You know what? I don't like the way you smell today. I'm gonna go suck that nigga. Like, what the fuck? How the fuck did I correlate? Like, bitch, I cheated on you 3 years ago. Like, you just woke up today and you mad. So you just gonna go suck the nigga across the street dick. Like,
oh my God. Ooh, wait a minute. Oh,
that's how you feel today, but that's how it be, bro. Like I'm making jokes and shit like that, but that's how it be. It just be like, oh, today you just woke up. Like, I'm gonna get my revenge today. Like, all right.
That's cool. My God, yo, that's hilarious. It's only hilarious because, like, as a dude, you know, like, that's how it be. Like, I feel like every dude at least once done kind of been in a situation where it's like, hey, like, I ain't saying I'm right for this happening. But yeah. Like, you go now, like, you could have just left me.
That'd be my biggest problem with that. If I do you wrong, sweetheart, you have all rights in your heart, mind, and soul to get up and leave a nigga. Now, if you make the conscious decision to stay with a nigga that has done you wrong already and he corrects himself. Now, let me say that again. If you take the time to forgive, or say you forgive a nigga that has done you wrong, and he corrects himself and becomes a better man for you, and you go and do that nigga dirty, you're a fucked up individual.
Hey, put a hitman and remix that last part. If he corrects himself, that's the key. If he has actively worked to correct himself and be better, what is the point of getting revenge?
Now, I understand if...
I ain't saying the impulse ain't there.
Yeah, I understand if you're not able to get over a situation. Now, if you forgive that nigga and you say you forget that nigga and you really can't forget that nigga, and you still feeling like, yeah, nigga, fuck you, like... I'm gonna put a hole in your motherfucking tire tonight, or, you know, like them Nikes that you like, I'm gonna fuck them bitches up. Like, if you still feeling like that, ladies, leave. Like, and it ain't nothing that a nigga can feel if you just get up and leave. Like, if you just like, yo, I can't do this. I can't forgive you. I know I said I would, but I can't. I can't get over the fact that you've been hurt me in the past. I can't. I want to, but I can't.
Because as men, 9 times out of 10, we not saying as men we not gonna be hurt if you leave. Mm-hmm. We just saying we gonna chalk it up. Like, we gonna deal with it in whatever way we deal with it. Like, whether that, however long that denial period is, we may have our period where we like, oh, she left me, I'm gonna go out and just do whatever, like, you know, get with anybody, whatever the case is. I ain't saying that may not happen, but we not going necessarily, if we not the crazy ones, we not going to like tell you can't leave me. Like, if you sitting here telling me, yo, like, this ain't working, I thought I could do this, I can't, this, that, and the third. Whether we hurt, whether we don't care, whatever the emotion is, you like you said, you have, we will always respect the fact that you have the obligation to do that. Like, we're not gonna try to hold you hostage within that because we feel entitled to you. There are men that do, so I'm not trying to not acknowledge that. But generally speaking, if you are dealing with somebody who does not, like, you know, imply that entitlement, don't hold on to it because you don't want to leave, and then make it seem like we stopped you from leaving. I will also note, and we can close it out with this, unless you got something else to add.
No, for sure.
I very much say it's the same way if you flip it. Now, dudes, if you can't get over something, like if your shorty did something and she really had a slip up, but you personally, you just can't let it go, you can't do it, say something.
Hey, and nigga. Then, I'm gonna just let this be known. Niggas, all niggas. I know y'all can't get over that shit. Let her go.
Hey, no, honestly, like,
let her go, bro.
We not wired
to forgive. We not wired to forget. Anytime that she is, like, it could be a nigga under her pictures just saying a compliment. You fucking that nigga. You can't. As niggas, we not built it. We not built for that. And that's not to say that women are built for that or supposed to deal with that or anything like that. Niggas is not saying that. I just know, as men, as niggas specifically, we not built for that shit.
We not built for it, bro. We just not. We can't respond to that no other way than how we do. So it's just like, you gotta take the L, bro. Chalk that up to the game, bro. You gotta just chalk that up to the game.
No bullshit.
Keep it pushing.
But you see how we didn't have this conversation where we keep breaking down these different points? That's trauma, bro. Like, that's the only way to get through it and be able to process it is to, like, all right, relationship trauma. All right, parental trauma. All right, these are my triggers. All right, now let's get down to the root of the issue. And then the root of the issue be, I just, you know, I got all these attachments to these certain things based off of this.
Yeah. Valid, bro. And it's crazy because, and the wildest thing about trauma in general is, like, you don't even realize how deeply it's rooted. And sometimes the trigger, no matter how you learn to manage it, it's like you never really can learn how to manage a trigger to the point where it don't trigger you. Like, you can manage how to control your response, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, you can never really manage it to the point where that don't trigger it anymore. And that's scary because that also makes it completely unpredictable. I feel like
you can get to a place, but that's a place of, like, kind of, like, complete healing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta completely heal from that said trauma to not, you know, be affected by that trauma. Because I'm not saying, like, I know you probably can't like heal from all trauma. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna just completely be able to get over everything. Certain shit is just gonna, you know, well, it don't hit me as hard as it used to hit me, but that's still like in one of those situations. Yeah. This was a heavy ass episode, bro. I feel like we definitely, you know, helped some people figure out some shit. We had some laughs for sure. You know, even through the pain, we got to laugh through the bullshit, bro. You know, that's it's one of Black people's favorite attributes, bro. We can laugh through some pain for sure. Shit, bro. That's another episode, bro. Checking in, you know, we'll catch y'all next week, man.
Next week, man. Peace.
Peace. for sure.